Today, as you draw, you may worry and sigh. Every day, hear me say, here am I. Here am I, come to me. Take my hand, new life is free. Receive me together, forever will be. Every time, for all time, when you call, I am near you. When you're lost, here I am, standing right by your side. Every time when you cry, when you ask yourself why, every day hear me say, here am I. Here am I, come to me. Take my hand, new life is free. Please believe me, receive me. Together, forever will be. From the day you were born, I have been here beside you. As your life passes by, I will stand by your side. Though today, as you draw, you may worry and sigh. Every day, hear me say, here.
Jesus speaks, "Oh, how I watched you, child. I watched you as I gave you each little sign of my love. I watched you grow in your faith and trust in me. I watched you suffer and stood so close to you could have touched me. But you didn't know that this suffering would be that which led you to my tender love for you. I watched you when you surrendered and turned your will over to me, and I watched you cry, knowing this was the most joyous day of your life. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I watched you see visions of doors and knew you would want to go through those doors, but they were not the doors you thought. They were the doors I gave you for greater union with me. I watched you, child, when you wrote down my first letter to you, and I saw your confusion and joy, knowing what these letters would do to touch so many hearts. I watched you, child, I watched you when I showed you my heart, and you were so warmed by this heart and so awed by its vision. But you didn't know what this vision would mean for many to draw their hearts to my burning love. I watched you surrender each time as you let go of each little thing. As you were dying to self, I watched you through this surrender grow closer to me. I watched you grow in this deep love for me step by step. I watched our love grow as you gave more of yourself in prayer. I watched you, John, and I loved being ever closer to you. I watched you struggle in such trials that you thought tomorrow would never come, knowing that this trial was what would give you more freedom and love for me. I watched you learn each lesson through hard tests, and I was so close while you struggled, but did not remove the struggle, knowing you would not learn your lesson if I had. I watched you, child, through each joy and pain, and I loved you silently, always with you, and you never knew how close I truly was to you from the day you were born. From the day you were born, I watched you. Forever by your side, I guarded you. I loved you. I know the most secret desire of your heart far better than you yourself know. I know the Father's plan for you. I know the Father's love for you. I know the love poured out on you from the Holy Spirit and how Mary is forever by your side. I watched you, child, constantly guarding you in your ways, and you do not know the love I have for you. You do not know how my heart burns for love of you. And someday, my beautiful child, you, this book's missing a page. Oh, here it is. You will know what I have in store for you, my beloved. Come and be with me. Grow in your love with me. I never leave you. My beloved, remember, I am watching you. This is a song that Jesus wants me to play. This is a song for you. You have had such faith in all the struggles and trials, and you keep saying yes. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, I can goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I see the And to a lot of us that have had children, we can hear these words, but God sees all the vision. He sees the souls come into the world and the souls go out, and Mary sees her children, and she sees all the garbage that is being paraded before them. And God the Father allows her to appear here. And she says, "Oh, my little children, stop it. I stood beneath the cross of my son, and my heart was in such anguish for the little ones that will lose their souls. So if we can see in our short little life, the life that goes as a child is born and goes out the door, what about God in the garden when he saw the souls that would parade into hell despite his suffering and his death?" And she stood beneath the cross and she saw the little ones that would lose their souls. And that is the message of Our Lady of Clearwater. Is this a little girl I carry? Is this a little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the day. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. Think Mary feels. Why did they ignore Our Lady of Clearwater when all these young people today are the way that they are? Why, when Mary appeared to me 500 times, why would no one listen 11 years ago? Now is the little boy a bridegroom? What about the ones that should have gone in the seminary? Because they did not have that realization of the gift given to us in the Eucharist, and they did not have that relationship with Mary, their spiritual mother. Now is the little boy a bridegroom? How does that affect the world when one priest doesn't answer his vocation? The generations on, the families that are not touched, as the masses decrease more and more, fewer and fewer priests, one in every six churches. There's hardly any convents where people go and pray for the priest, the church, and the world. How does that affect the world? And why did Mary appear on the building in Clearwater? Now is the little boy a bridegroom? And you can analyze me until you're purple in the face, but I'll keep delivering the message of Mary till I die. This is serious when the Mother of God delivers a message to the earth. They didn't pay any attention when Mary appeared to me 500 times, and I tried and tried and tried and tried, and then she appeared on the building for 7.5 years. Isn't it time to hear the message that Mary delivered? Now is the little boy a bridegroom. Now is the little girl a bride. Under the canopy I see them side by side. Place the gold ring around her finger. Share the sweet wine and break the glass. Wasn't it yesterday? Oh, sorry. Soon the full circle will have come to pass. What about that full circle that starts at our birth and ends when we die? And what about all the priests that are not out there today because they did not hear the call of God? Don't you think it's time that we pray? Don't you hear the message of Jesus in this movement? Saying, here, look at your world. The priests are dwindling. The convents are shutting down. And I send a messenger. Why won't you listen to the words that I speak to you? But in the uppityness no, are they above that? That nothing can be changed? I feel that our prayers have majorly affected the devotion to the Eucharist and the spreading of the 500,000 blue books. If you are listening to my voice in this tape on the radio, pray with us and help us do what God has called us to do, because this is His movement. And Mary really appeared 500 times in 7.5 years on the building, crying out for the little ones, the little boys that never even went in the seminary because they never thought a lot about the Eucharist and the Virgin Mary. Because maybe somebody didn't speak to them like they should have. The sunrise. I remember being in a place once on the ocean, and I woke up and the sun was almost in my face. The Eucharist is in our face, and we go to bed every night in the darkness, and God shows us the sunrise and the sunset. What about the layers of evil and how it gets deeper and deeper seeped in that evil? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Blossoming, even I. in the world today, they try to get you to feel like there's a fountain of youth out there. Our body's what's important. And our body is important. God gave it to us to be here. But the things that we don't touch, that don't take up room, the love in our hearts, the knowledge of God in our being. One season following another, light on with happiness and tears. What is the story of the shepherds of Christ? When you've climbed the highest mountain, when a cloud holds the sun shining, there's a valley where the earth knows peace with man. And that's what Mary promises to us at Fatima, this great era of peace in which the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign and the Immaculate Heart will triumph. And how is that going to come about? God has called you and me to spread this devotion to the Sacred Heart, to reach the 72,000 priests. With the knowledge of Jesus truly present in the Eucharist and the powers in the Eucharist. Storm hides the distant rainbow. When you think you can't find a friend, suddenly there's a valley. Resurrection, death, suffering is suffering. Touch gently by the season, swept clean by the waving gray. So begin. Father, help us to do this work, that the world will know that you are our spiritual mother. For I come in tears to you and ask you, Mary, what do we do when the world seems blind and they will not listen? And you look into the eyes of the children, the little ones, and the noise on the television is that with women with violent tempers and guns. Oh, Mary, Mary most pure, on this 13th, hear our prayer and help us as we pray for the priest and the church and the world, and send this newsletter to 189 countries to spread the light and the words of Pope John Paul II. We pray through your intercession, Pope John Paul II. We love you so deeply, and we thank you for the gift of your life given. For your little slot on this earth is done, but your words and your seeds are here to help bring forth such great fruit for the kingdom. Dear Father Carter, your little slot in this life was over, but you brought us all to this place of China to pray and to sing and to send the newsletter to the world. Dear Father Carter, we pray through your intercession. Dear Our Lady of Clearwater, your head is no more, but you say you are still here with us. And we pray through your intercession for all that we do. Dear God, in our hearts of sorrow, there is joy, because we place our trust in you. And we know in the end, as Mary said at Fatima, that there will be this tremendous peaceful reign where the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign and the Immaculate Heart will triumph. And we're only a little piece in this victory. Jesus came and died, and he rose on the third day. This is the victory. He called you and me to this little slot in salvation history to do his work. And we can sit around and think about stupid things, but it's like Jesus said the other day, we're all on the same side here. Why would we pick on the guy next to us on our side on the battlefield when the enemy comes up with a gun and shoots our brains out? Mary, hear our prayer and intercede for us and all you angels and saints. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, united to the Mass. Ave Maria. Thank you. the trees to Jesus. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Message in the forest. The hills are alive with the sound of music. With songs they have sung for a thousand years. Sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is running to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing once more. My children, I speak to you, and I tell you to sing. For God is truly present and with you this day, and the victory has been won. The grace is outpoured in the Eucharist. My children, do not stop the work that God has called you to. For he has given to you the mighty medicine for this sick world, and you must listen to him. I am Mary, your mother, and I am with you today. Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream, a dream that will need all the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. A dream that will need. Father Carter had a dream, and we see him as he looks out. And he is gone, and we are that part of that dream. A dream that will need all the love you can give. And he took us in this part of history, and he put us in this slot, and he said to you, will you help to bring about the reign of my Sacred Heart? Every day of your life, for as long as you live, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find. Surrender, to let go, to listen to the words of my heart, to come to me, to spread to the world that the power is in the Eucharist. Let your life be a song. And the devil comes to those playing the violins, take the bow and throw it in their face. And you keep playing. Grab a green leaf and keep the song going. Satan come and steal your bow once in a while? And if he does, do you reach for the green leaf? Or do we walk out of the garden in tears? Jesus doesn't want us walking out of the garden in tears. I put you in a garden, and I have given you the love of my heart. Let your song be the song of life, For I give you myself in the Eucharist, and I give you this deep sharing of my life in baptism. Do you hear the words that I speak to you today? They are the words of hope, for you are the hope of the world. You are the ones that I have called to help renew the church and the world. Do not give in to Satan, for his grip is paralyzing and crippling. But I want you to be one in me and to play the song of victory. For the world needs the medicine that I give through you. You are the light that shines in the darkness. You are a city set on a hill that will shine its light to the world. Come to me. Come and dwell in my sacred heart. I think this is 492, but that's probably wrong. This one is good, though. While you find it, I'll play this. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, how can I love thee as I ought, and how revere this wondrous gift so far surpassing hope or thought. Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. I'll make us love thee more and more. I'll make us love thee more and more. Had I but Mary's sinless heart to love thee with my dearest King, oh, with what burst of fervent praise thy goodness, Jesus, would I sing. Sweet sacrament, we thee number of the victory song. What is it? For what? This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. 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 Jesus is singing this in my head, so I have to keep it going. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. 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 Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Sing! Songs for sure I know our Lord wants us to do, and one is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Oh, I guess there's three. Our Lady of Fatima, and there's another one. Wait a minute. Don't tell me, or I gotta hear it. Oh, come with me into the fields. This is a song that Mary loves. This is a song that we need to sing. We are marching in the army of the shepherds of Christ. Mine eyes have seen the Lord. He is tramping out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Sing! Yeah! Yeah! His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, that is died to make men free. While God is marching on, truth is marching.
Hearts will not wonder why.
a beacon in darkness for all hearts and minds. And if you hear a calling to please let him in. Hear the lady, she's calling again. Appearing for us to answer. And America, oh America, I have come to you and I love you and I ask you to listen to my call as Our Lady of Clearwater. Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited pine. America, America, God shed His grace on to shining sea. And we sing out to God, and we want to unite deeply within our hearts, and we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. This is a song to us today with a newsletter that's going out and the day of the resurrection. Rains are over. Christ the light is risen. We are his faithful witnesses. Christ the light is risen. Let us rejoice. Oh, let us rejoice. For how long? Forever. Because he showed us himself dead on the cross, and he came victorious on the third day, wrapped in celestial light and dressed in white. And though the winter is past, rains are over and gone, flowers appear on the earth. Though the winter is past, rains are over and gone, glad songs makes you sad. This is major. This is the opening up that you see at the end of every horn. This is the opening up of Christ coming forth from the tomb on the Easter morn. And the devil comes. And the devil wants to throw you on the ground and stomp on your head. And Mary comes to us and says, my children, the light comes up every day. You cannot be caught in the darkness. Although you may feel as if you are surrounded by it, for I give to you this message. Christ the light is risen. We are his faithful witnesses. Christ the light is risen. Let us rejoice. It opens up and we sing, and oh, the winter is past. Rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. Now the winter is past. Rains are over and gone. Glad songs. It is a song of victory and of life and of love and of joy. Oh, holy dwelling place of God. Oh, holy temple of the world. Oh, Holy Mother of God. blessed beyond all others of every land and race, possessing in your soul the fullness of God's grace. Oh, holy dwelling place of God. Oh, holy temple of the Word. Oh, holy Mary, holy Mother of God. From heaven the angel Gabriel announced the ancient plan, and humbly you accepted to bear the God-made man. With joy beyond all measures, you cared for God's own Son and pondered heart the new age now begun. Sing. And God comes to us in the Holy Eucharist. Oh, comes within our body. Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God. The end of this is off. I should be able to figure it out. That don't sound right. That I can never end this right. That ain't it. One, two, three, four. Exquisite was your sorrow, unequaled was your loss. You suffered when your Son was raised upon the cross. Oh, praise and adoration we sing now to your Son, who reigns in highest heaven and has the victory won. This is a song that our Lord wanted us to sing today. And the heavens were opened, and Our Lady appeared on the building in Clearwater. And we know what it is like to have Mary appear to us. Ave Maria. Our Lady. as her children, we answer this way. To beg your intercession for peace and unity, dear Mary, won't you show us the right and shining way? We pledge our love and offer you a rosary each day. You promised at Fatima each time that you appear to help us if we pray to you, to banish war and fear. Dear Lady, on First Saturdays, we ask your guiding hand for grace and guidance here on earth and protection. God, we pray with all of our hearts. We thank you for the gifts that you have given to us. We want to be united to send this newsletter out to the world. Pray with us, please. Say your morning offerings every day. Offer up whatever it is that you're doing in union with the Mass for the intentions that God has given to us in this movement to try to spread his light to the world. Help us, please. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, choose life, that you may live by loving your God and heeding his voice. Choose life, choose life, choose life. If you love the Lord and obey his commands, you will prosper. You will grow, you will live. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life that you may live by loving your God and heeding. Choose life, over death and doom, choose prosperity and life, always walking in the ways of the Lord. Sing! Good for the world. Listen to this. If you turn away and you serve other gods, you will forfeit every promise of life. Sing! Thank you. days are few. Green fields have turned to gold. Doesn't God show us how temporary everything is? In the fields, we see the green things go gold. We know that autumn comes after the summer. We know that the snow goes away. We see the things. We see life here on this earth grow old. We see the sun come up and the nightfall come. We see the luminaries that shine in the sky. We see that our life here is temporary, and that life goes on for all eternity in heaven. And we sing, the fields are high and summer's days are few. Green fields have turned to gold. The time is here for the harvesting, for gathering of into barns. Come with me into the fields. Your arms may go weary, your shoes will wear thin. This reminds me of Father Carter, but it's not only Father Carter. I mean, I have four grandchildren already. And when Mary gave me those messages, I knew that they were here for when I was gone. When my husband was planning the estate stuff, I said, well, I want my books here when I'm gone. I think he thought that was silly. But that is the way that it will be. The seeds are sown by other hands than yours, nurtured and cared for, they grow. But those who have sown will not harvest them. The reaping will not be their care. Left is a snack before Mass. So Mass at 1 o'clock, maybe try to be in here at 10 up, but I'd like Joe to play the Lady of Clearwater and the heart song that Kathy wrote. And he put it on the page, which was an endeavor that probably only he could do. So I thank him for that. From a little old scroungy tape in the basement, he wrote that heart song and put it on here. We do that first, heart song. If you need to tune up, you can go like this. That's like what they do in the orchestra, don't they? They play all these sar notes, so when they finally play, then you think, oh, that's so nice. That's why they do that. They really aren't tuning up. They're just letting you, like Death Resurrection in the orchestra, they play sar stuff. And then when you get up there, that's like the resurrection. Amen. I might do the Our Father at Mass if I can. So just have your little tune-ups ready.